Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This morning, I thought it would be fun to take a trip to scenic Sims, North Dakota. I hear it's nice up there this time of year. Maybe we could jump in with my friend Rod Nelson and ride along to an auction sale.
Sure got my attention when I sorted through the mail. There it was in the classifieds, another auction sale. Well, I'd save the paper or clip the ad. This auction bill I'd keep. There was a baler on this April sale, and it could go really cheap. The day dawns gloomy, cold with wind and rain and freezing ice. Now I think most ranchers will stay at home, and I'll buy her at my price. Kind of surprised when I get there. There's quite a crowd that day. I think they're all a bunch of fools to waste their time that way. So I had a cup of coffee and had a little chat. Missed a couple bargains when I was chewing the fat. See, they were still selling small stuff, and I thought if I used my head, I could save a pile of money and come out way ahead. I'm humped up now as I make my bids. By now, it's lightly snowing, and the pile of purchases at my feet keeps growing, ever growing. We're finally at that baler. I vow not to set the pace and try to put a look of disinterest on my face. My limit is 2,000, but I may go slightly more. You know, it kind of took the wind for me when they started her at 24. Now, I really want that baler, and I need it bad, so when the bidding slows up a little, I bump now and then. You know, those auctioneers can tell a sucker, and it wasn't very nice when in my wild and frenzied state, he let me raise my own bid twice. Well, I still was glad I'd come that day, and it was worth the wait. I stole that little yellow beauty for a lousy 38. Well, I sat down on that baler and gave a little sigh, but it wasn't long before the critics came a-walking by. They noticed wore-out bearings and cracks around the frame. They pointed out its weaker points as if it were a game. They'd heard it cost a bundle, and it did give me a start, when they said the fool who bought that thing wasn't very smart. I stood up, kicked a tire, and took another look. By gosh, I have to agree with him. That guy really did get took. It was late by the time I made it home. The missus sure was mad. She talked about the calves she'd pulled and the troubles that she'd had. I said, "Hold on, honey. I know you've done a lot, but you'll be a whole lot happier with the treasures I have bought. I bought you brand new feed pails and scrub brushes for your floors, and there's a couple cans of liniment you can use on saddle sores. I knew you'd be a good sport, dear, and never raise a fuss. Oh, and that double-barrel shotgun, well, that's for both of us." I told her how I'd stole that baler. I ranted and I raved, talked about how shrewd I was and the money I had saved. I showed her all the grease guns, the horse collars, and the rest. But every time I showed her something, she grew less and less impressed. She said, "You are an auction junkie. Your logic is a joke. You've saved so much at auction sales, you've darn near got us broke."
That was Rod Nelson from Sims, North Dakota, with his poem, Auction Sale. I hope to cross trails with some homegrown listeners this coming week. I have a couple of shows in Ogallala, one in Atkinson, and one in Aurora. When you throw in a wrestling tournament in Ord, and Kids for Christ in Miller, we may be a little hard to catch up with this week. If you'd like to drop me a line, go to the homegrown webpage at rpsmith.us. Have a great week, and please join me back here next time for another edition of Homegrown.